This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, your host for the next half hour or so, and we've got a studio packed full of amazing people I can't wait to introduce you to this morning. First up, we have Stacey Nagel. She is the Director of Operations for Soup for the Soul Dundalk. Stacey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And you're here with your better half, too. Dave is here. Dave Nagel, President of the Board of Directors, right?
Yes. I wouldn't call me her better half.
Well, you guys are a great team, and I think people are going to hear that right away as we get into your story. And also in studio, but not necessarily on the mic, Amy Matheny is a board member and also your executive deputy director. Amy, we want to thank you for being here as well. And you guys can explain, you know, Amy's role and how you all work together, you know.
Absolutely.
But we were put in touch with you, Lisa, a very good friend of the radio station, that works also with one of your partners that donates food with Chick-fil-A, kind of put us in touch with what you guys do. And it's like, if we weren't as familiar with Soup for the Soul Dundalk, and maybe there's people out there listening, and that's why you're on today, and we're going to shine the spotlight on Maryland, so to speak, on Soup for the Soul Dundalk. But for those that are just learning about your organization, tell us the really unique story about, you know, how Soup for the Soul got started all the way back in, what, 1980?
1982.
Yes, 1982. So in 1982, a couple from St. Rita Church in Dundalk started a social gathering for people who were shut in, some elderly people. And then some of the bigger companies started leaving Dundalk, leaving the whole area, the steel mills, the shipyards, the GMs. And then it became more of a need to fill. And that's how it really started. And then you fast forward, I actually volunteered there when I was in eighth grade. So,
oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, 1984. I can remember it like it was yesterday. But that's where I started getting interested in helping people. Those two people, the Falkenhands, really inspired a large amount of community people to come out and help.
So then you and Stacy, before you became, you know, husband and wife and partners in Soup for the Soul Dundalk, were you also working there too, Stacy, at the time when you were, you know, around that age group?
Yeah, it was actually a requirement to be confirmed in our Catholic Church at St. Rita's. So every one of us went through Soup for the Soul, well, Rita's supper table at the time.
Yeah.
And we actually have quite a few volunteers that volunteer with us that were our childhood friends that actually did that in the 80s as a requirement. And now they just do it just to do it.
That's incredible. So you guys really go way back, and it really serves the community of Dundalk, which has gone through, like you said, Dave, you know, a lot of changes with businesses leaving the area, and then people still need to eat, and they may be between jobs, and this is the reality for a lot of people, not just in that area, too. So where is Soup for the Soul located now? Because you've kind of gone through a journey. You had a new space, and then you outgrew the space. So, you know, what's the story with all that?
Yeah, we're kind of like travelers. We're kind of gypsies right now. So we did start out at St. Rita. We then moved to a different church. And now we are at 6 York Way, which is?
The Dundalk Church of God. Mm-hmm. And it's at the corner of Lake Willow Spring and York Way.
And that's a very, I think we were put there for some reason. You know, we always talk about God and destiny.
Oh, yeah.
That neighborhood is really in need. It always has been, even when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we're in the right spot. We have a big enough space that we can do what we want to do and what we need to do.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned, you know, a lot of nonprofits we talk to begin as faith-based organizations or part of a church group and organization. So that is that kind of sort of the glue that helps hold it together as well?
Yes, that's how it started.
Yeah.
We always say that, you know, everybody says, well, what's your budget? And our budget is the rosary. It's been like that since it was in 1982. Mrs. Falkenhayn used to say, well, what do you need? She said, just say a prayer and it'll happen. Yeah. I have so many stories that I could tell you that we didn't have enough food one time when we were still at St. Rita, and Miss Mary Catherine Haynes, who's the daughter of the Falkenhayns who started it. The week after AFRAM, I believe it was, around 2012, and we always served hot dogs, and we didn't have any hot dogs. So I called Miss Mary Catherine and said, look, we don't have hot dogs. We got to take it off the menu. She said, don't worry about it. I'm saying a rosary. Guy from AFRAM. It was the week that AFRAM got rained out just horribly.
Yeah.
He came down. He said, hey, I have all these hot dogs, and I don't know what to do with them. Can you guys use them? And I was like, do you know Mary Catherine Haynes? He said, no, I don't know who you're talking about. But yeah, so I mean, just things like that just always happen with us. It's amazing.
That's amazing. It's a, you know, prayer works. And also, like, even on your website, you say you also thank anonymous donors. So it's not just the biggies, you know, Atlas Restaurant Group, other partners that you have like that. It can just be the kindness of strangers that just...
And that's how we thrive, is the kindness of strangers. I mean, people just fall into our laps and like, hey, I heard you could do this. And even if it's not monetary, it's, you know, I have clothes donations, I have food donations. But Stacy always says it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does. And that's throughout the Dundalk community. I think that's one thing that Dundalk can tout, is that when something happens in Dundalk, we all pull together.
Absolutely. And so how are you feeding the community right now? I know you have Mondays are a big deal. And then you also have... other food, you know, drives, if you will. How does that work, and how do you get, you know, what is kindly donated to you, or how do you get that to the people who need it?
Well, right now we're working with the St. Vincent de Paul Society of the Catholic Church, and we also work with the Maryland Food Bank. And so all of our food that comes through that even gets served or as groceries or as a hot meal, it's all donated, 100% donated. And on Mondays, we do a lot of preparation for the give out. We call it our give out, our Monday give out. Our clients will come in, they'll come downstairs, they'll just sign in. It's just a quick, your first name, what's your zip code, and how many's in your household. Then they'll go off to the right, they'll receive a hot meal. We have a hall that'll hold about 200 people. They'll get a hot meal. When they're done eating, they'll get a ticket, and they'll come up four little steps. And they'll have a pantry on the left side and a clothes closet on the right. Everything is 100% free. Most everything in those rooms are donated. And it's people that just in kind will say, we'd rather not give them to other organizations that are going to sell them. We want to know that they're going to go to the community for free. We take it all.
That's great.
And give it all out.
And think of the, you know, otherwise food waste might be an issue for some of these donors and things. And you're giving them to people that need it.
Yeah.
And who prepares the hot meal, too? Do you guys get involved with that as well?
I don't like to, but we have some ladies that have been with us for a lot of years. We have one of the ladies has been there since 1982, and it's Miss D and Miss Carol, and in about 11:30, Mr. Scott will walk in, and they're our main kitchen people.
Yeah, and you guys are, I mean, we happen to be, there's no secret that we're recording this show, and it will air online and live and everything, but it is a Monday, so how did you guys even have time to come in on a Monday, because you're about to feed a whole
because
bunch?
Because it takes a village. We have
time.
A great village.
So you can step away for a second.
Absolutely.
And talk about the organization so
Absolutely.
That other people can
Because if we don't
eat.
Get the word out, nobody's going to know we're there. Nobody's going to know our needs. our clients. We will never receive new clients, so we need to take that time.
Absolutely. That is really important. And I know, real quick, maybe before we get any further, too, if you guys want to speak on Amy's behalf, mm-hmm. Amy Matheny is here as well, board member and executive deputy director. How did Amy join you, and what's her role, and how is she?
We suckered her into it.
It was at the Catholic guilt. That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, I think it was more my puppy dog eyes.
That'll do it.
So Amy actually came down looking to volunteer. Her and her family, they own a heating and air conditioning business in our neighborhood. I'm not plugging it.
Right, this is our nonprofit
and
show.
Amy wanted something to do that she could, you know, have her children and her employees come down and help with the community. And not just be like working, just giving back. And that happened for what, about 2 years maybe? And then I just kind of suckered her in. And her husband actually came to me and said, Amy would like to have a bigger part. And I'm like, great, we have that part for her. So here we are. And this is 2014. So we've known Amy since 2014.
Wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Amy, thanks for all you're doing to help the organization. And really, like you say, it takes a village. So that's just one that I wish we could meet all of you, because I know all your hearts are in the right place and you all do it together. And are there any special events coming up right now? I know before we got on the air, we kind of did a little tour and you were showing me. You guys are on Facebook and also Instagram. And if people want to go to soupforthesouldundalk.org, they can see more. But I noticed on your Facebook page, you had these beautiful cornhole boards that are going to be part of your, is that your most most recent fundraiser, the one that's coming up?
That'll begin on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, cool.
And they are signed cornhole boards made by Mad Hatter Creations, a friend of ours named Tiffany from Virginia. And we actually, those boards were made around Jamil McLean, number 53 from the Ravens. And he signed them. Terrence West has signed the boards. There's a couple local artists that are on the boards. We're on the boards. They're beautifully done. And the tickets, we will have tickets. All that can be found on our Facebook or our website. And that will, those profits will go back in to supporting Soup for the Soul. So we do about 4 raffles a year. And those profits go back in to helping us stay afloat, because that's pretty difficult.
Yeah, well, like you were saying, it might be hot dogs 1 week, buns the next, whatever you need, right. You know. And then I was looking on your website too, which is great, because mm-hmm. it does go into the whole story of the organization. But you also have other events, like, you know, we're not too far from Easter, looking ahead to Memorial Day and Labor Day. Yeah. What are some of the things that in the future that if you know, St. Patrick's mm-hmm. Day is a little too close mm-hmm. for people to get involved in that particular mm-hmm. event, what are some other kind of like annual things that you guys do?
We
as
usually partner up around Easter with the Dundalk Optimist Club, and we do an Easter egg extravaganza, we call it. We usually have thousands of Easter eggs stuffed with candy, and we throw them either around our lawn or the Optimist Club's lawn, and the kids can come, and we have like big baskets that we raffle off for the children, and they're given tickets, and it'll be like maybe a tall chocolate from Log Cabin Chocolates or wherever, whoever donates whatever. We'll do that. Usually we'll do, at Memorial Day, we'll do just like a cookout on our property on a Monday, so whatever that falls on. Our next biggest event is our back-to-school event. We do that every year. Back-to-school events consist of free haircuts, free backpacks, free school supplies, snowballs, popcorn, whatever, like little treats we can rustle up. And that's usually on a Saturday or a Sunday, like about 2 weeks before school. We don't have that in the books yet, but it's a yearly thing. We also do a Thanksgiving dinner, a big Thanksgiving dinner the week before Thanksgiving. And we also do our Christmas event, which is Santa Claus presents for everybody, a nice Christmas dinner. And we do that the week before Christmas as well.
That's amazing. And since we haven't had you had the pleasure of having you on before, I just kind of wanted you to give an overview like you just did about some of the things you do throughout the year, you know, because you may, you know, they may be in the planning stages right now and you might need materials or things for those.
We don't turn anything down.
Right.
There's always a need.
There is always a need. If anything, that's a good point. Has it gotten greater, do you think, you know, given everything going on?
We actually had a person call us and ask us, you know, how has the Key Bridge collapse affected us? You know, did it increase our clients? What's going on right now, especially with, you know, we joked around about egg prices out in the lobby.
Yeah.
But just prices everywhere are going up, mm-hmm. and there's no really relief in sight. So we are sometimes that one, we'll call it a grocery store trip, because we have a pantry and you can take stuff home. And we know that we're not only supplementing, we are just, we're really making sure that you have food for a week.
Yeah. And you say, we were also talking, you know, before you guys got on the mic, that, you know, you don't turn anyone away. You don't ask any questions. You just,
we're,
you know,
non-judgmental. I don't care who you are, what you are, what you did in the past or what you're doing right now. If you have a need, please come see us. There's no reason for anybody to be out there hurting the way some people are hurting.
Yeah.
And even if, like, we do have a heavy homeless population, and some of those population have addiction problems. If you're willing and if you need the help for the addiction and you ask us, we will get you the help. We have connections throughout all the communities.
Yeah, so it's not just food insecurity. You also work so closely with the community that you can recognize they have other needs in that case.
Absolutely.
And refer them to the right people that are probably supporters of yours as well, I'm sure, because you refer each other to each other.
Absolutely.
And if you don't provide that service, you'll find somebody in the community that does.
Absolutely.
And no judgment, again.
No
because
judgment.
They
whatsoever.
Might need more than just a hot meal. Yeah. And you see some of the same faces, right? And then do you see some people that are just going through a rough patch and then you don't see them again? Or is the goal sustainability like that? It's not just one meal. It's like giving them the tools to feed themselves for the week and maybe eventually get back on track where they can come in and volunteer, maybe not need.
It's happened.
Yeah.
It's happening now. It's a beautiful cycle sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, we do have people that have rough patches, like you say, mm-hmm. and then they'll get themselves back on their feet, and then they'll come back and say, how can I help? And like we said, we don't turn anybody away. Volunteers, we will do a simple background check, nothing really in depth. We know everybody has a past. It's part of us.
It makes us who we are.
That's right. So, yeah. you know, we have people that have been clients before come back and volunteer. We have people that have just donated money to say, well, I want to do a little more than money. Money is great. It helps us go. But, you know, having that smiling face at somebody, that might be the only smiling face they see.
Yeah.
You know. So that's important too.
That's really important because sometimes you talk to nonprofits and they're like, oh, well, cash is king, you know, but money's right. But honestly, you're that human involvement and that, you know, knowing that someone's caring about where your next meal is coming from.
Right.
I think is, you know, yes, money's part of it, but
I think. Could you imagine being somebody who lives in a tent and coming to a place and not even seeing a smile? I mean, right. that we have people that live in tents that come and visit us. And I mean, it's just. It hurts.
I know.
You know, my soul, but you have to give that smile and say, hey, how you doing?
Yep. You know. And you guys are really making a difference. You are doing something. You know, a lot of people might just walk by that tent and just be like, you know, you're actually asking.
Look at that scum, right?
You know, and like you might even get as so far as ask them how, you know, that's their home though, you know, and that's a lot of people in that situation. So you never think that you're not, you know, doing enough because you guys are doing so much. And it's wonderful work. It just warms my heart. It really does. And donations and things like that, you know, are there times of year when you really need them? Is now that time or is it kind of every time? Of the year.
Donations are a necessity to keep the roof over the head, the trash out of the dumpster.
And what is it, would you say you need the most right now? Or does that kind of change? Like sometimes it might be, you know, hot dogs or eggs or, you know.
Tell you right now, I will say cash is king.
Okay. So it is king. Okay, there we go.
But not to our clients.
Yeah. Right,
you know,
we
keep our clients separate from that. That's a whole different part of the business. I call it a business. That's the whole separate part of the business that we have to look at and separate that. You know, we never go to our clients, we're running low on cash.
Yeah, we really need
nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody
right.
knows any of that. I mean, we.
You handle all that.
We thrive on when the doors open, they're like our friends. We know most of our clients by name, we know most of their needs. We do see new faces. We have kids that come. We have children that come down. We have little kids that are either in strollers. Some of them are just getting picked up from school. So imagine your mom having to walk from school to where we're at and getting there just in time so her kids eat on a Monday.
Yeah. No, that's a reality.
You know? So we prefer the food. I mean, yes, we need the cash to continue our operations. But if we don't have food, we can't feed anyone.
That's right. And they show up on Monday and then you're like, I'm sorry, we don't have a hot meal today.
Right. Well, and we open our doors at 2:30
now.
2:30 now.
Yeah.
and we have people line up at 10 mm-hmm. and 11 o'clock
wow.
and sit at the door just waiting.
Yeah. And how about the volunteer situation right now? Because I know you guys have some faces that, you know, that you've seen for a long time. Is there, if there's anyone listening that has a little extra time, is there a need for volunteers right
Absolutely.
Now as well?
Absolutely. The younger, the better, because my volunteers and myself including, we're getting old and moving things around is hard. You know, we do trucks in the morning and it's myself and a lady in her 70s. We do the truck. My husband comes in and he takes everything that needs to go out the building. We're looking for younger volunteers, people who want to be invested in the community and want to keep going and maybe not just be the, I only need service hours for school or I only need service hours for court, because we do that too. We're looking for people who want to be there to make the difference and to be there long term, because that's what our goal is long term.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to be from Dundalk.
Absolutely.
Oh, good question. I was thinking that.
You're volunteer. If you're from Towson, Catonsville, if you want to travel to come over and help us, I'm not going to turn you away. And we actually are in the process of helping other organizations learn how to do what we do and how we do it.
You could teach a class about that.
Well, Stacy, Stacy is a wealth of knowledge on how to get stuff for free.
Yeah. I mean, it's true, but then even just getting a nonprofit off the ground, getting your, you know, 501c3 nonprofit, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a certification, but it's a, I don't know, approval.
It's a lengthy approval.
Yeah, it's a process. .org. Do you also have to get into the whole grant writing and grant type part of the nonprofit
and that's
world?
Where Amy's coming in a little bit more, yeah. Because she's more knowledgeable about things like that. But yes, we have someone on our board that did go to a grant writing class.
It's
a lot of work to fill out the paperwork. It's a lot of work to do everything that they want of you. And then the process of getting approved is even harder because we're competing. Little Soup for the Soul is competing with the bigger organizations that have been out there for, you know, as many years as we have, but they serve maybe millions where we're serving just 200 a week.
Right. And then, you know, I know you partner very much so with a lot of, you know, food-based nonprofits. Yes. We'll partner with the Maryland Food Bank, as you mentioned. And they're always like, they have that buying power because they're so huge. Mm-hmm. But they do a really good job, though, working with, you know, boots on the ground, the local organizations like mm-hmm. yourselves that really rely on the Maryland Food Bank, too, to get some of those materials. So Absolutely. Is that something you would recommend that other food insecurity-based nonprofits of the future might do the same?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, partnerships.
The Maryland Food Bank is an important partnership. There are other food banks out there. So, I mean, you just have to research and see how far you're willing to go. We actually do belong to a group in Pennsylvania. So we travel out like twice a month and we get food at a super low cost, where the Maryland Food Bank, it's a great
price,
but we get it cheaper because we are smaller with not as many funds. So we're trying to make our dollars go further.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd rather drive the hour to go pick the food up, you know, and pay less money.
Yeah, it makes sense. No, really, you become a bargain shopper, if you will. And yeah. It's not like shopping is maybe not the right word because you're not keeping it for yourself. It's not like you just bought a shirt or something. I mean, you're buying on behalf of the people that you're
filling
feeding.
Our shelves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you need to have supplies every Monday. Mm-hmm. And you probably look at it later in the week and you're like, oh my gosh, you guys, we don't have enough stuff for Monday. Then what do? Then do you look at some of your, you know, corporate partners that are doing this, you know, in-kind work? For instance, we were talking about volunteering. I just wanted to give Lisa, our friend, some props too. You said she's been volunteering with the organization for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right, which is incredible. Yeah. And she happens to be affiliated with Chick-fil-A, who also donates a lot of food that would otherwise go to waste.
Well, not only food, they also give gift cards.
Oh, they do. Yeah. See, that they're involved.
For sandwiches.
And if someone is listening that's of, you know, that's part of an organization like that or something along those lines that can maybe donate in that way, who do they get in touch with and how can they make that happen? And then they can become your next partner.
They can find all the information on our website. They would contact me. The number on the website is my direct number. And if I don't have the answers, then they would then be farmed out to like Amy or someone else on the board who could give of the information.
We're a farm. Yes, we're into farm. Do you have a farm there as well?
I wish. If we had a farm, we wouldn't have to pay for some things.
I know. We'll get there, right? But soupforthesouldundalk.org is the website. And who you just heard speaking, Stacey Nagel, you're the director of operations.
Correct.
But also with Amy, who we've been referring to throughout the show, Amy Matheny is also a board member, executive deputy director. And then Dave Nagel, who is the president of the board, right?
I'm the president.
In case anyone's just joining us.
El Presidente.
El Presidente, exactly. And you guys are active on Facebook and also on Instagram. So sometimes how much does that help you guys if someone just shares information about, you know, your next event or fundraiser or, hey, don't forget it's Monday and at 2:30 we're going to open.
Yes, please visit those sites and share. Like we said, we have the fundraiser coming up with the cornhole boards. We're going to start selling the tickets for the raffle at $10 a piece. We're going to cap that at 500 people. So you have a pretty good chance of winning. It's signed. We'll have letters from Terrence West and from Jamil McLean that is authenticating that it is their
signatures.
And
pictures of them signing the board.
And pictures
That's
of them
awesome.
Signing the board.
How did you get them involved in the first place? I know that team is very involved with
giving back. They contacted us. Jamil McLean's camp contacted us and said, hey, we do this thing called 53 Families Downtown. It's a Christmas meal. Thanksgiving meal. And they said, could you bring some clients? And we're like, well, we don't have ways to get down there. Can you get us a bus? And I said, yeah, sure, we'll get you a bus. They got us a bus the first year. And then Reliability Home and Services got us the bus last year. And we took 50 clients down in style. And it was almost a limousine.
That's so cool.
To see the client's face light up. This bus is for us? Yeah. It has a bathroom on it. I was like, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
But they contacted us. And then the cornhole boards came about when somebody said, hey, I got an idea. Let's do this and see. We'll donate it to Jamil McLean. And he could use it for a fundraiser for his. And then when Jamil, he's such a beautiful person.
Yeah.
He turned around and said, no, use that for you guys. You have a greater need.
That's awesome. And now if somebody is inspired, we're in our final 2 minutes here. If someone's inspired to do a fundraiser of their own, does that ever happen where people will, you know, get something together to raise money for you guys?
Most people do food drives. Mm-hmm. They've never done, to my knowledge, a fundraiser for actual money. If they want to. We're open to it. That's fine. It's mostly schools, churches, other organizations that want to do food drives. Like, you know, we've had a lot of those in the past, and it's mostly like for like student like FBLA and stuff like that. They want to
future
put that
business
on.
Leaders
yeah.
of America.
They,
yes.
they want to figure out how they can help the community, and that
just
we don't turn
ourselves.
Anything down.
Yeah, I know. I used to be part of FBLA, but no, it's important because then we end up doing what we're doing, and we're
right?
helping people. Hopefully.
Right?
And then a reminder for people, as like I said, we were recording on a Monday, and Monday is a very important mm-hmm. day in your organization. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's listening and able to listen and is hungry and needs your services, mm-hmm. how can they find you?
Yeah, we are located at 6 York Way in Dundalk, and that's at the corner of Willow Spring and York Way. We are directly behind a little funeral parlor next to some apartments. If you're walking there, it's very accessible. Or if you're taking a bus, we're on the bus route. We're in Dundalk, and if you ask anyone, most anyone that's walking on the street knows where we're at.
That's awesome. Anything else that either one of you guys want to add? Stacey Nagel, Director of Operations for Soup mm-hmm. for the Soul Dundalk, and Dave Nagel, anything else that I haven't asked you that there are a point that you want to make that I haven't covered?
Thank you for having us,
yeah,
getting the word
for
out for us. This is going to go so far. I know it is.
Yeah, no, anything we can do to help. It's the most important thing that we do, honestly. And thank you, Amy Matheny, as well, board member and executive deputy director. You guys all work so well together. And I encourage everyone to go to soupforthesouldundalk.org and to keep in touch with you guys and anything we can do to help you out.
Yeah, come down and visit us.
Yes, definitely.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. I got to roll up my sleeves. You guys, thank you so much for listening. And this has been a production of Odyssey Baltimore.